Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, September 28th, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And you notice that the establishment is launching the flu hype and talk of forced inoculations right at the same time that regular Army, Marines, and National Guard are running unannounced checkpoints all over the country, from California to Texas, from Michigan to Iowa, from Florida to New York, from Tennessee to New Mexico. It's just happening everywhere. Remember, about 8 months ago, the Rand Corporation published a report that was big news in Europe, saying that the central banks need World War III as a pretext to bring in their world government. They openly brag about all their criminal activity. And then right on time, suddenly they bust somebody in Illinois and in Texas. Why, the FBI, they admit, made the bombs, trained them, found the people, recruited them, and then busted them on the same day to create the illusion of this army of terrorists connected to Al-Qaeda, connected to Iran. Doesn't matter if CIA created Al-Qaeda. Doesn't matter if Al-Qaeda is the archenemy of Iran. Doesn't matter if Al-Qaeda is attacking Iran for the last 6 years with covert forces. Doesn't matter if the last two White Houses admit they're running Al-Qaeda inside Iran. The public can't find Iran. Hell, the public can't find their own state on a map. So why not tell them? I'm surprised they don't say that Japan runs Al-Qaeda next. The public will think Japan is South America. Lambs to the slaughter. The ignorance of the public only welcomes abuse from the criminal elite. They don't just rob and steal for power. They enjoy it. They laugh about it. They write books about how dumb the public is and how funny all of this is. And so right on time, you've got this amazing operation where Iran opened hundreds of different uranium enrichment centers, because it takes tens of thousands of centrifuges even to make a peaceful system. And the UN hasn't been inspecting in the last 2 years. And so Iran openly opens a new facility, and then the media hypes it and spins it, just like they hyped yellow cake uranium and aluminum tubes and WMDs in Iraq. It's the same way they hyped that Russia had launched a sneak attack last year on 888. For the first 2 days, CNN, Fox said Russia launched a premeditated, dastardly sneak attack. Of course, then it came out that it was the complete opposite, that NATO-backed forces in Georgia had launched a sneak attack on peacekeepers in South Ossetia and on the borders of the militarized zone Abkhazia. Facts are facts. The lies are so big, it's like calling the moon the sun and the sun the moon, and saying the sun is solid rock and the moon at night is what really is radiating the sun's rays. And it works. If they told the public that the moon was actually the sun, they believe it. I mean, they tell the public carbon dioxide is a deadly nerve gas. Doesn't matter if trees breathe it and put off oxygen that we breathe. Large portions of the public believe carbon dioxide is a deadly nerve agent, a toxic chemical, a weapon, an ultimate weapon. Pretty soon they'll probably attack Iran and say they're putting off carbon dioxide. The public will run screaming in fear in all directions. They'll throw their children on the altar of Moloch to the government, begging the CPS to take more of their children or inject them with deadly mercury-filled, adjuvant-filled vaccines. It's amazing. So I'm going to break all this down today. They are definitely getting ready to hit Iran. Mainstream media says the hit is on. Same propaganda they use in Iraq. We'll break it all down coming up today. Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, then we got Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, on with the latest flu developments. Big show today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We got news coming up on one of our reporters getting arrested, Rob Dew, at the G20, as they openly announce world government and further raping of the slaves.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Watson will both join us. Kurt Nemo of InfoWars.com, Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com. Kind of a roundtable discussion coming up in the second hour today. We'll also open the phones up on the situation with Iran. Let's go ahead and get Ray McGovern back on, too. Let's line him up in the next few days. And we'll go over all of that throughout the week. Attack on Iran appears imminent, and the media keeps spinning it that they have secret enrichment plants. It takes, again, thousands and thousands and thousands of centrifuges, scores of plants to do this. They've publicly admitted they've built plants all over the country. The inspectors admit they're the type that do not create weapons-level fissile material, but none of the facts bother the public. Remember, they told you that Iraq had centrifuges and had a nuke and yellow cake from Niger, Africa, and it just goes on and on. All lies, all planted. Is this going to be the big October surprise? The November, the December surprise? Israel saying they are probably going to go ahead and hit Iran. We're getting bizarre comments from Zbigniew Brzezinski about shooting down Israeli aircraft if they try it. giant stack of very, very important news. And this affects all of us that live on this planet, because if Iran is struck, it is not going to go like Iraq. All of the experts on both sides of the fence, pro-war and anti-war, come out with the same answers. We may not have to be too worried about staged terror attacks. If Iran is struck, they will strike back, and are saying they are. And they do have real sleeper teams all over the Western world, especially Europe, and it is not going to be pretty. Get ready for scores of U.S. military bases to have giant truck bombs full of plastic explosive driven into them. Just get ready for hell. And what do you expect Iran to do when the biggest military on Earth and the fourth most powerful military on Earth, the Israelis, start blowing the hell out of them? And look, let's get one thing straight. I'm just as tribal as the next person. At a certain level, I'm a lot more worried about my family than I am the Iranians and their poor people. I mean, I feel for the 1,300,000 dead Iraqis from the last 6.5 years of bombardment and siege and occupation and mass murder. They've been under siege for 18 years total, almost 19 years, started in 1991, late 1990, with Desert Shield and Desert Storm. But this is just terrible. More and more, I'm just speechless. And I think about all the things that have been done to Iran. Iran that invented modern mathematics, that invented our alphabet that we use. Our alphabet is the Iranian alphabet, not the Roman. They're good people. It's a first world nation. They were pro-USA, anti-communist, anti-Russian. Mohammad Mossadegh was Time Magazine Man of the Year, but he would not let British Petroleum, formerly Anglo-American Oil, have a total monopoly. And he said, we want 25% of the money for our people. And so they staged with the CIA and the MI6, British Intelligence, Her Majesty's Secret Service, terror attacks in 1953, blamed it on Mossadegh, said he was blowing up mosques because he was anti-Muslim extremist. Of course, he wasn't blowing up mosques, and the CIA has now declassified this in 1999. It was already known by historians, but declassified 10 years ago. And they killed a lot of people and shot up crowds and said that his police were doing it. And then they took his ministers and chopped their heads off and put him in prison for the rest of his life. I covered that in Terror Storm. And the West is constantly bombing their ships, their battleships, routinely blowing up their plants, bombing them, shooting down their aircraft, shooting down their jumbo jets. And they've been inside Iran for at least 6 years, staging terror attacks. That's been declassified, trying to overthrow the government. They've got four different Sunni, Wahhabi, Al-Qaeda groups, one headed up by the number three in Al-Qaeda, under White House funding. The White House bragged about this 3 years ago, staging terror attacks against them. And the government and the media thinks the American people are so stupid that they get on the news and say that Iran is running Al-Qaeda. Remember 2.5 years ago, the president, the puppet president, Mohammad Karzai of Afghanistan, was in the Rose Garden at a press conference with George W. Bush. And Bush said, you've been doing a great job fighting Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and Iran backing both groups. And Karzai knew that over $1 billion had been given to him in just the previous year by Iran, and that Iran was Shiite, and that they were using Iranian secret police who knew how to track the groups to go after real Al-Qaeda and arrest them. Because the West was using Al-Qaeda and Taliban to menace Karzai when he got out of line, part of their divide-and-conquer balkanization scheme. They don't want a strong president over there, even if he's a puppet. And he said, Mr. President, I respectfully apologize, but I must correct you. Iran is our, quote, greatest ally fighting Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Sir, they are Shiite. And Bush said, no, you are wrong. We ought to pull that clip up. He said, no, you are wrong. And Karzai literally turned red and shut up. Then he fell out of favor with the West at that point, even though he was the Unocol executive and was put in power. They got the pipelines in and the opium flowing. So all of that went on. And that just shows how stupid they think the American people are. Because in Central Asia and in the Middle East, it is as well known that the Shiites are Iranian-based, 20% of Islam, and that the other 80%, roughly, there's another subgroup that's less than 1%, kind of a... Well, that side issue. The point is that, if you want to get technical, 79% are Sunni, 20% are Shiite, and 1% are a couple other subgroups. But that would be like if Muhammad Karzai came to the United States and at the Rose Garden said, John McCain is a Democrat and Barack Obama is a Republican. Bush would correct him and say, no, John McCain's a Republican and Barack Obama's a Democrat. I mean, that's how ridiculous this is to the Arabs and the Muslims and the Central Asians. I mean, it's just, it's like saying Superman is Lex Luthor. Or it's like saying the Dallas Cowboys are the Washington Redskins. No, they're not. And the same stuff is going on today. And it's just ridiculous. And Kurt Nemo is really an expert on this. He's done deep studies. He's joining us. So is Watson. But he's got an excellent article that he wrote. And so we're going to be breaking that down coming up in the next hour. And I want to get into the financial news as well. And, of course, we're going to be covering the flu with Mike Adams coming up in the third and fourth hour. We'll be taking your calls on that subject as well. Big new developments on that front. But here's some of the financial news I've got. U.S. must face Armageddon. U.S. may face Armageddon if China, Japan don't buy debt. And they've already been not buying the full offerings of Treasury debt that's being put out every week. And open announcements of the end of the dollar. I don't know if the public realize what it means if they devalue the dollar by a third or two-thirds. They're talking about either one of those options or somewhere in between. A one-third devaluation will be just so devastating I can't even articulate how bad it is. A two-thirds is unspeakable, and I don't even want to imagine what that's going to do, according to the economists we talked to. Also, CNBC is also reporting the biggest government bailout is yet to come. So we've got that situation going on as well. And they're reporting the biggest government bailout is yet to come. Even bigger bailouts, because they're not going to, it's not a bailout, ladies and gentlemen, it's more power, it's a power grab. They already gave the private offshore banks unlimited power to steal whatever amount of money they want. The new bailout, this is not my opinion. We've written big articles on it in the last 10 months. And the only mainstream outlet to really tell the truth is Judge Napolitano on his Fox News Internet TV show. And he breaks it down. But in the legislation, it says they'll be given power over the entire economy and all businesses. And the power to even levy taxes. So this is a private group being given unlimited power over our entire economy. So we're going to be breaking that down. Even CNBC with another story says, be wary of granting Fed more power. And then they go on to explain that the Fed is actually handing that power to the World Bank. In fact, that's the headline. Be wary of granting Fed more power, World Bank. And it goes on to admit this is really a transfer of power to the World Bank, a private unelected group. We're going to go over that as well. And even AP admits that the police attacked innocent people, released attack dogs on old women on video, hit small children playing in their front yards with LRAD cannons, telling the citizens no one was allowed on the streets of Oakland, Pennsylvania, or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A very, very sad day for our country. It appears the police are raring to go.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It's very simple. We have a corrupt elite private empire that has studied for over 100 years psychological warfare, psychological manipulation, and they're going to need big crises to get the world government up and on its legs and walking. You ever watched a female wildebeest on PBS give birth? That animal's got a few minutes to get up on its feet to get away from any lions that are out there. And that's kind of what the New World Order is like. It's given birth to the system, and it's now getting up on all four legs. It's already up on its legs, and it's shaking a bit, and it's just now starting to walk. And if it gets completely up on its feet and starts running, we're in deep trouble. And to get it fully up on its legs, it needs crises. Staged terror attacks, staged economic collapses, staged bio attacks, staged medical emergencies, wars. That's exactly what the Rand Corporation said was needed. A giant war much bigger than what happened in Iraq. Something on the order of World War II. And that is what is lining up. And 3 weeks ago, Benjamin Netanyahu made a secret mission, the Israeli Prime Minister, to Russia. I had Tarpley on. We argued about it. Tarpley said, oh, no, I think Russia's making a deal with Saudi Arabia on weapon systems, and they're buddying up. And that certainly came out that they were. But I said, no, I believe they're getting ready for war and going to get Russia to green light an attack on Iran and a green light on sanctions and the prelude to that. And I was correct. About a week after that, Russia came out and said, we're going to support sanctions, and we may have to support a strike on Iran if they don't submit. And Israel's now said they're getting ready to hit Iran. So there's no more debate. I don't know. I printed about 10 stories this morning. Hartman, looks like he printed, no exaggeration, this has got to be 20, 30 stories. I didn't count them. Each one of them more important than the last. I'm going to go over those again next hour. But before I do that, I want to just talk about philosophy with the listeners. The overriding message that I'm trying to get across to people is that we're being manipulated as a society and as a people. And I don't expect listeners to necessarily even buy into my worldview and the things I'm saying and the things I'm covering. I believe I'm telling the truth. We're accurate over 95% of the time, in my opinion. And the articles we write, the films we make, in hindsight, are evergreen. They just get better and better and more important with time because we know what we're talking about. But even if you haven't researched my claims and found out they're true, even if you don't want to believe me or you're in denial out there, will you at least admit you're being manipulated? Will you at least admit that there are a lot of different agendas out there operating simultaneously? Will you at least admit that you're being propagandized and lied to and that the media lies and the government lies more often than they tell the truth? We are in a system of control. We are in a psychological warfare system that is all around us. And it just hits me more and more that instead of debating Republican versus Democrat or black versus white or any of these distractionary issues, that if we could just get the public to look at the corruption of government and the corruption of the big corporations that control it, no one supports what's happening and going on. And they have the daily diversions and distractions. But if we could all just stop arguing with each other and really look at what's happening, if you look at all the major polls, 90+% of Americans don't want open borders. 75-85%, depending on the poll, don't want new wars. Over 70% don't want more gun control, more victim disarmament. The vast majority of Americans, 99% in major polls, don't want the banker bailouts and the banker takeover. The majority of Americans and British don't want a new world order. Right at 60% today in Gallup polls don't want this government health care plan. But still, it all marches on. And if government was big and corrupt and out of control in previous years, it's everything they're doing, every form of corruption, every form of power grab, every level of control freak behavior is just exploding right now on every front. And to say I'm exhausted is an understatement. I'm probably going to take some time off next week because I've got to recharge my batteries. I had my adrenaline up with the Charlie Sheen announcements and the 9/11 information and finishing Fall of the Republic and the flu situation. Now that I finished the film Friday and it's been delivered and being mass produced right now, I'm not complaining, I just am absolutely mentally sapped and exhausted. Right at a time when I need my full capacity to analyze what's happening and deal with it. I mean, I'm not even mad at the police that beat all these innocent people and did all these horrible things. I'm just sad for them and disgusted. I'll talk about that when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Disconcerting to know the truth.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me
to know that you're right.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me
to know that we have a scientific dictatorship in control of our society. To know that their evil knows no limits, that it's bottomless, fathomless. And to know that we really are in a world government run by eugenicists, and they really are poisoning people with the vaccines, water, food, and air. And to know that all the evils we've seen the last 100 years, in their own words, were only a beta test. Because this is a scientific dictatorship. They say Iraq and Afghanistan are laboratories. They bragged in the news that what happened last week at the G20 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, was a laboratory test of the people, the police, and the military. I don't like being tested. I don't like being manipulated. I don't like being conned. I don't like control freaks and bad people getting away with evil over and over again. I want to open the phones up for listeners on the subject of Iran, the flu, the G20, the economy. The New World Order is here. It's not coming anymore. We're in it. They've openly announced it. We are now sliding down the hill into all the hopes and dreams of the globalists. They're having their way. They're succeeding. Now, yes, people are waking up in record numbers, and people are upset, and people are listening more and more to what we have to say. But I liken it to the couple car wrecks I've been in. I've been in a few car wrecks, always in rain. When you start hydroplaning, and then you run off a ditch, and the car starts flipping. That happened when I was 16. We were freezing our butts off at my family ranch 2 hours south of Dallas. It was about 1 a.m. We went back to the ranch house, called our girlfriends. They were going to sneak out. We could get back at 3 a.m. And I said, okay, let's get in the car and drive back to Dallas. And I was driving. And I said, I want to go to sleep. My buddy said, I'll drive. And he was driving along listening to Megadeth, Metallica. We were coming into Dallas. It was raining real hard. And there's these big embankments on I-45 right before we get into Dallas. And he kept trying to wake me up. He said, look, I can't stay awake. I can't stay awake. And I said, you're fine. Just keep driving. And then I woke up as the car was spinning down the highway and went rolling down the side, flipping. But thank God we had our seatbelts on. I remember being upside down as rock and roll music was playing and rain was pouring through the broken windows down in a ditch in about 2 feet of water. And I remember those 2 or 3 seconds as I woke up and we were spinning off the highway, thinking, man, I wish I could get out of this. I wish this wasn't happening. And then I guess about 4 or 5 years ago, time flies, I was out visiting family in Fredericksburg, Texas, big, beautiful, sunny summer day. And storms were blowing in, and my aunt said, you better get going. So we got in our cars. We were in 2 cars, my dad and I driving in one, and my mother, my wife, and my 2 children at the time left about 5 minutes earlier than us, and it was almost blowing us off the road when we got past Fredericksburg into close to Johnson City, I guess Stonewall. So I slowed down to about 50 and then 45 and then 40. It probably saved our lives. And all of a sudden, we just got picked off and thrown off the road. And when the state police got there, they told us, you didn't know you got hit by a tornado? Look at that barn 100, 200 yards away. It's completely knocked down. But in this case, as we're driving, we didn't just spin off the road. We got picked up, turned around backwards, and thrown off another 20, 30-foot embankment. And as I looked over to my dad, it seemed like a minute or two. It was really only about 5 seconds. I said, brace for impact. I could even hear my voice going, brace for impact. My dad thought that was kind of neat after the wreck. You were pretty calm when that happened. Boy, time slowed down, didn't it? And we spun around backwards, shot down the hill like a slingshot, you know, big, steep embankment, down into a creek bottom, and flew across the creek into 3 big oak trees. And it smashed in over a third of the Tahoe all the way back to our front seats and broke our seats. Seats broke. My dad got a concussion from it. I didn't get hurt. But it's the same feeling, but even more slow motion. I mean, I know they're putting poison in the water. Got their own documents. I know they're putting poison in the vaccines. I know the police and military and FBI and government people aren't my enemies. I know even though they've been trained that we are and they're macho and think they're winners and have a distorted, twisted warrior spirit of adrenaline and they think it's cute to bite old ladies with police dogs and beat up young girls on bikes. And at a sick level, I can go, well, at least they're taking the vaccines. At least they're drinking the water. At least they think they're part of the system, but at least they're getting burned by their own system. But I actually don't take any pleasure in it. At a sick level, there's kind of a shadow of that. I can intellectually analyze that angle. And I know they're going to get hurt by the banking collapse, and they're going to get hurt by everything. But and maybe 2 or 3, 4 years ago, I kind of didn't feel powerless because at a sick level of my psyche, I could say, well, at least they're going to get hurt by their own system. But I don't even have that anymore. I don't even hate them. because I understand they don't know what they do. I understand that they perish for lack of knowledge, and I just wish they'd wake up. Because I know I'm telling the truth. I know this is real. And I'm here in this truck spun around backwards, flying down an embankment, just praying that we don't hit those trees on the side of the truck, knowing I'm going to die. I mean, it all flashed in my mind, and my life flashed in my mind. And I remember just thinking, well, at least my kids are going to go on and live after me, and at least I've been a good person. And I thought, man, I hope it doesn't kill my dad. I hope, because I could see the trees as we were spinning around backwards. In a split second, my mind could pull up what I'd seen forwards. It was a big cliff and trees and a gully down there. And I just remember when I knew that I was on the verge of possible death, all I cared about was my family and my father. And I just hoped that if anybody got killed or hurt real bad, it was me. And that wasn't because I'm some hero or some even good person. It's because I've got basic instincts. Basic instinct means I don't want my tribe to be hurt. I don't want my people to be hurt. I don't want anybody to be living like this. And I don't understand how I can have this stuff all figured out and other people can't. I mean, I don't have some lofty view of myself. I don't think of myself as special. How the hell can you not know? I went back in the break room to get some water during the last break. And there was a Bayer Pharmaceuticals ad telling everybody how great Bayer is. It was a one-minute ad. I watched the whole thing in the break room about all the great things they do for science and all the great products they've got for vaccines and aspirin, how good they are and how much they love you. And it ended with the Bayer logo blazing in green. Bayer logo is basically the aspirin tablet. And then a whole data dump of info flashed through my mind on that, and it came back to me what I was thinking as I drove into work. I was thinking about Bayer Pharmaceutical, making roughly one-fifth of the H1N1 vaccine worldwide. I know it's one-fifth in Europe and the U.S. I don't know what it is worldwide. I know in the West they're making one-fifth of it at least. They got the contract for one-fifth. They produced one-fifth. And I was driving in this morning, and I was looking at cars and people and light pole cameras and chemtrails and the surveillance and the control grid and how I was just driving along in this engineered, designed technocracy, this technological enslavement grid, slave grid, technological enslavement system. And I was driving along and I just had love for the people in their cars and for the police I drove by with their stupid little radar guns out there raising money and saw an eagle on a light pole. It's watching for its prey, and the surveillance camera 100 yards away was watching for its prey. And I just thought about how they admit in New York Daily News that the CPS comes to, because they get the call in New York especially. It's where eugenics started in this country. And how it was in the New York papers 3-4 years ago, quite a few articles we had guests on about it. And the chemical companies, not just drug companies, say we need 8- and 9-year-olds for our studies. And the CPS goes out with a quota; they get paid to grab 8-year-olds. And then how they went to these, especially black women, because the black community's been in this control grid longer than anybody else, and they've been trained to turn their children over since they got off the slave ships, I guess. And how they mainly, in the articles it said that the majority, was over 80% of the kids they grab are black in the New York City and New York State test, and how they take those kids and they tell the women, you sign your 8-year-old son over to us or your 9-year-old daughter, and then these had cases and names, and I got their lawyers on, and they said, we're going to take that 2-year-old and that 3-year-old. And the mothers signed their kids over. And then they just grabbed this one little black boy they took in, and it was a chemical test in this one, pesticide test, and they put pesticide in his food, in his drinks. In the first 2 weeks, he threw up and got sick and lost weight, and then a couple weeks later, he couldn't walk. And then he would struggle and fight, so they would force it on him, and they'd strap him down, and they killed him. Now, I want to tell you something, police and military. That's who we're dealing with here. And you better get your hearts and souls right with God. Because you don't have any excuses in the world for strapping those little boys and girls down and killing them deader than a hammer. Torturing them to death. And I want you to think about the system you work for. And you know what? If you're laughing about this, driving along in your squad car saying I'm a liar, you listen to me. You listen real good. What I just told you is a true story on record. And when I tell you that Bayer Pharmaceutical for more than a decade in Australia and in France and in England and in Canada and the U.S. and a bunch of other countries knowingly shipped out Factor VIII blood product, knowing every injection is delivered by IV bag. Every dosage had HIV and hepatitis, and it killed around half the hemophiliacs in this country alone who took it. That's half of these people, mainly little kids. Because a lot of times hemophiliacs die by their 20 or 30. And I want you to understand that it came out in court documents in Australia and France, and France actually sent Bayer executive to prison, that they knew it was in there, and said, we're going to go ahead and ship it out, not just for profits, but for eugenics. And I can go through thousands of other examples. And I want you to understand that they took foster children and radiated them to death. I'm just giving you well-known examples. There's thousands of other bizarre studies. They took little two-year-olds and three-year-olds and four-year-olds and five-year-olds. They took them into chambers. You can go to the Department of Energy. They've got photos of it. They apologize for it. They always apologize, but nobody gets in trouble. And they radiated them to death. And the black men in syphilis with Tuskegee, you know about that. And I want you to understand something. The globalists target you and their studies more than anybody else in the military. Project Shad and all the other projects where they spray chemicals and biologicals on ships. There's confirmed reports from Bob Chapman of them killing people on Navy ships in the Pacific, testing the stuff on them this month. And I just want you to understand something. This isn't a game or a joke. And once you know that our government and the Western governments are run by people who did all these tests and studies, not just to find out what would kill us or to kill us and reduce our numbers, but to find groups of doctors and medical workers and police and military that would take part in nerve gassing our troops or releasing anthrax on them. And these are just the studies we know about. And then I see two different groups. There's about four different groups of neighbor kids that come over and play in our front yard and play in the other yards. And I obviously, or my wife, when I'm not there, goes out and watches them. And a couple weeks ago, I saw the neighbor kids come over. They were showing off they'd gotten their flu shots, two different groups of neighbor kids. One was a brother with his sister. The other was a little girl, her little brother. So two boys, two girls. They were all showing me their shots that the school had given them free. It was the regular flu shot, and they said they were going to get the next shot when it came out. And I knew they had mercury and squalene in them, and I knew it had adjuvants, and I knew it was going to hurt them. And the little kids, who I know well, did seem kind of dazed and stupid, but I thought, well, maybe that's just me projecting that. And then about a week and a half later, saw him playing again, and I said, where's your sister? Where's your brother? And they said, oh, they're sick at home. I said, how long's your sister? How long's your brother been sick? And one said, oh, she's been in bed about a week. We don't know what's wrong with her. And the other one was so little, they just said, yeah, my brother's sick. He's been sick. He's got a rash. He's in bed. They may have to take him to the hospital. Those parents don't know what they did to their kids. And I like my kids having neighborhood kids to play with. And I know if I go over and give the parents a packet of documentation and try to talk to them, they're just going to get uppity and mad and think I'm in their business. So I know why you don't talk to your neighbors, but I am probably going to have to go over there and talk to them. Because you know what? I care about those little kids, and I don't like David Rockefeller. I don't like Ted Turner and George Soros and Bill and Melinda Gates, who openly are involved in all this and who openly talk about population reduction. And I don't like the fact that those neighborhood kids now, maybe it'll wear off, but I've seen their IQs reduced. Not only are two of them too sick to come out and play after they took it, now I'm trying to talk to the neighborhood kids, and just a couple weeks ago they were there and their eyes were sparkly. They look like they're borderline retarded now. And you know what? It's really sick to be powerless, just like I'm in that car flying down that embankment. I've lost control and I can't even help the neighborhood kids. Now the government's talking about trying to make my kids take their death. And you know what? Don't force me to stand up against you. That's all I got to say. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
So they want to start World War III with Iran.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. Top ranking. Top ranking. All you can do. All you can do.
We're going to go to your calls. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv at 8 after in the next hour. Turn it up, John. Dumbed-down police beating old women with billy clubs, coming out of shops with bags, biting with police dogs. We can be mad at them chasing down young women, beating them off their bikes with billy clubs, firing sound cannons at them. But know this, those men that did that are so cursed. Think about what a bad place they're in. Think about what they've been turned into. To be able to attack old women with billy clubs and police dogs. To fire sound cannons at nine-year-old boys in their front yards. Think about how they've been twisted. Think about the evil Bayer executive shipping out the tainted blood to kill the hemophiliacs, knowing it. Think about how they're damned off from humanity. Think about how far they've fallen. Yes, we've got to expose them and fight them and stand up to them and bring them to justice. But purely hating them, we begin to fall to their level. God help you what you've been part of. God help you what you become. God help you on what you're missing out being good. We're going to take your calls as I start the next hour. Mike, Ted, Dennis, Roman, Annie, and others. About 15 after, we're going to get Kurt and Paul, everybody, off the rest of the hour. I do want to encourage listeners, because of the way things are going, this could be the last film we ever release. Things are getting dark. They're talking about shutting off the web, and I know we're getting pretty much surrounded here. Fall of the Republic, according to Matt and other people that saw a screening of it Friday night here, they say it is definitely the most powerful film I've ever produced. Films get better each time, but this is a whole quantum level. Better and more powerful, and you can pre-order it right now at Infowars.com, and we'll ship them out as the orders come in. We'll probably be able to ship them a few days before its official release date at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the high-quality DVD at Infowars.com. You pre-order, it'll be shipped to you first. We're probably going to have these on the Friday before the 21st. What is that? Like the 17th or something, 18th. Be shipping them out then, but regardless, you can pre-order Fall of the Republic right now at Infowars.com. Our call toll-free, 888-253-3139, and start your engines. Make as many copies as you can. Have viewing parties. Get them out to everybody. I want to salute and thank everybody that has made our films go viral in the past, and it'll be posted in super high quality on October 21st at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's a Wednesday. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.